celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. You know, I love finding new fun products that make you ask, why didn't I think about that? So my first guest is Samir Kanuga from Squeak and Snap. He's here to tell us about a fun way to take photos of both your pets and your kids. Hi, Samir. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm having so much fun with this, so I want to make sure everybody out there can get an idea. What is the Squeak and Snap?
The Squeak and Snap is a device my wife and I invented, and it's a cute little bear that you plug into your iPhone or Android. And every time you squeak it or squeeze it, it squeaks, which draws the attention of your dogs or your children to look at the camera, and it instantaneously takes a picture with your iPhone or Android camera app. So everyone is looking at the camera, and you get amazing pictures all the time.
Well, what I think is fun, as soon as I saw this, I had to have it, and I ordered it right away. And I was going away for the weekend, and I tried it out, and it was so much fun. And, you know, without, you know, exception, everyone wanted to know about it. And it reminded me of the olden days when the photographer would, you know, put the little cape over his head, and then he would, you know, like push the button, and the, you know, all the smoke went off, and it was almost like that, obviously, and fast forward to today's time. But your website, squeakandsnap.com, has a lot of visuals. So it's really intuitive, and I want people to, you know, it's hard to explain without, you know, going through exactly how it works. But how did you guys come up with this fun idea?
It's a funny story, actually. So my best friend and his wife have three huskies, which they all adopted from here in Phoenix, Arizona. And every year they send out a Christmas card with the whole family, so five of them. Except every year the dogs look all over the place. They are never looking at the camera. And I get my Christmas card, or annual tradition, and I told my wife, I said, there has to be a better way to fix this. We have to come up with something. And so we started playing around with it. And this was 3 years ago, believe it or not. And what would happen is when we first started designing it, it would squeak but not snap. You know, it wouldn't take the picture at the same time. And sometimes it would snap but not squeak. So we actually spent 2 years designing it so that we get it perfected. And we finally did. We got the applied for a patent here in the USA, and now it's being produced. We passed all the safety testing. As you can imagine, there is a lot that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And now it's a professional product manufactured overseas, and it works great. So we can say that we've got great reliability, and it's very durable because we've put years of testing into it.
Yeah, you know, it's something you should really be proud of. And I like the presentation, and I like how it comes. It has its own little travel bag, which is nice, too. So it's not going to be something that you dump in the bottom of a purse or a briefcase and, you know, scramble around to find it. And what I enjoyed when I used it, just to share really quickly, was I know when I take photos on my phone, a lot of times once I get to the point of, you know, pushing the button, you know, then I'm somehow the phone is moving. So with this Squeak and Snap, when I push the little tummy of the bear, it takes that part out of it. So I'm actually getting much better photos using this.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a really fun product to use. And, you know, the quality of the pictures that you'll get out are great.
So it has a really great price point. What is the price, and where can we find it?
It's $14.95. It's available online on our website, squeakandsnap.com. And right now, because of the promo we've got going with Phyto Friendly, we're giving away free shipping and the free carrying case. It's a beautiful carrying case, Susan, as you saw it. And you can keep the Squeak and Snap nice and tucked away whenever you travel.
I think that's fantastic. I want everybody that's listening today to please, if nothing else, check it out. It's really innovative. It's really fun. And Samir, I wish you all the best, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan. Love the magazine.
Thank you. For more information, visit their website. It's Squeak and Snap, and that is spelled Squeak, S-Q-U-E-A-K, and the letter N as in Nelly, snap.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about the perfect ride for Fido. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by the Fess Parker Hotel, a DoubleTree by Hilton Resort in Santa Barbara, where both you and Fido receive a cookie at check-in. So many Fido Friendly fans know about our annual cross-country pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66, where we travel from LA to Chicago each year supporting adoption events at various shelters. So in part, this could not be possible without my next guest, Klaus Doring, who provides us with a Mercedes Sprinter from Sprinter Rentals. Now, this Sprinter is awesome. It carries our two rescue hounds with us and all our fun products we use to raise money for the shelter. So, welcome. Hi, Klaus.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
You know, we had so much fun driving the Sprinter last year for the pet adoption tour, and I know what a great vehicle it is. So when folks are considering renting a vehicle for work or travel, what would you like them to know about Sprinter Rentals?
First of all, Susan, I like everyone to know that we at Sprinter Rentals, we love animals. And because of this, many of our vans are available for both you as a renter and your pets to travel in style and comfort. We are a proud sponsor of many animal rescue-related groups. Sprinter Rentals is the biggest rental company for the Mercedes Sprinter van, the oversized van in the nation, and we like to make your travel experience as easy as possible. For that, we have a unique way to rent our vehicles, which we make sure that you can pick up your vehicle 24/7, 365 days a year without having to meet an attendant. Sprinter Rentals likes to offer the highest quality and best customer service in the industry. All of our 2014 and 2015 vehicles in the fleet are diesel and will make your travel experience a great one.
So, you know, when we're traveling, obviously, you know, we're going to be like a lot of pet parents looking out there. So are there a lot in the fleet that are actually Fido friendly? And do you have a pet policy that we should be aware of?
We have over 100 Sprinters nationwide, all over the United States, and many of them are pet-friendly. The reason for that is that we at Sprinter Rentals like to support our renters to love their pets as much as we do and want them to enjoy their ride in our vans as much as their pets will. Regarding the pet policy, our pet policy is real simple. Just notify us if you are traveling with a pet, and we make sure to assign you to one of our pet-friendly vans. No fees, no size, weight, or breed restrictions for the pets. All we ask is that you make sure that you bring back the van in the same conditions that you received it. We're asking for a $300 fully refundable pet deposit, which, again, if the van is in the same condition that you received it, will be fully deposited back to your account.
I think that's amazing. Now, we had the cargo, and we chose the cargo because we had so much to bring with us. We're on the road for 7 weeks in this beautiful vehicle. So if a person isn't going to go with a cargo, what other types can they choose from?
Our whole fleet is equipped with all 2014, 2015, all automatic transmission Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Even though these vehicles are big and spacious, they are easy for everyone to handle and drive. Besides our 9, 12, and 15-seater passenger vans, we have the crew cargo and cargo, the ones you were driving cross-country, as well as a business class and a minivan in our portfolio.
Yeah, so it's really, there's something for everybody. And you had mentioned, you know, this is like a 24/7. So what states right now, Mercedes, the Sprinter rentals, where are you available?
We service the entire continental United States from some of those locations in San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas, Orlando, Richmond, Virginia, and West Orange, New Jersey. We also deliver vehicles at a really affordable rate to any place in the United States.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was an amazing vehicle. We look forward to working with you again and going on the road with Sprinter Rentals for our 2016 Pet Adoption Tour. So thank you, Klaus, for taking the time to talk with me today. And
thank you,
and
Susan.
On behalf, oh, and thank you for all you do for our animal friends.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day, and let me know, you know, if you need the next sprinter, and we are definitely going to be on board.
Thank you, Klaus. For more information, go online to SprinterRentals.com, and that is Sprinter-Rentals.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will speak to someone whose product Fido wants more of. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My next guest is Janice Ellenboss, here to talk to us about her company, Lucky Dog Cuisine. Hi, Janice. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. It's nice to chat with you. Nice to meet you.
Oh, same here. You know, we love trying things out in our test kitchen with our two rescue hounds, Junior and Jake, and I often say they've never met a recipe they didn't like, but that isn't entirely true. So would you tell us why you started your company, Lucky Dog Cuisine?
Well, you know, it was a natural evolution from a lifestyle. When I was 9 years old, my mother started cooking for our dog. We had a little miniature poodle, and in those days, things were a bit different. When we brought her home from the breeder, they had put dogs on pablum first. They never went to kibble after they were weaned. They went from to be weaned, they went to pablum, and then eventually they would introduce one protein at a time, just very similar to what you would do with a baby. And so my mom started to cook for them. She put ground beef with rice, and those recipes expanded over time so that Mitzi got eventually more variety. But we grew up with the whole idea that that's what you did. You always cooked for your dog. And then when I went on to become a chiropractor and learned, we studied nutrition for 4 years, and then I took a postgraduate study on adjusting animals, dogs and horses particularly. So it was a great way for me to integrate the holistic component with my nutritional background, and then I ended up cooking for my kids when they came along, and so that was just kind of the way things always were. We always did that for our dogs. When I ended up selling my practice and retiring and moving down to South Carolina, my lovely butcher at the time said to me, "What the heck are you doing with all this beef? I know it's just the two of you at home. What's going on?" And I told him that we cooked. And for the dogs, and he said, "Listen, if you can put the recipes together, I will sell it for you." So it kind of happened serendipitously. It wasn't that I was intending to go out and start a dog food company, but he said that there would be a great need, and there were so many dogs with skin issues here in South Carolina that it would be a great opportunity, and it would be great for the dogs in the neighborhood. So it started like that, from one pot in my kitchen to to a local kind of thing, to now that we've got over 5,000 square feet and 9 employees, and we're shipping food all over the country. And it's,
oh, that's fantastic.
That is
fantastic. I tell you, isn't that something? just would come out from all of that, it would come out to a business that you may not even have had on your radar, but, you know, kind of created itself. And, you know, it sounds different already, but can you kind of explain to us how different this is? Because I was on your website and, you know, it's really well done, and I like how Yeah, you're welcome. I know there's a lot that goes into that, and I really applaud you for that as well. So what is going to make this different than other companies that may, you know, be kind of same neck of the woods as you?
Well, you know, I don't know whether there is anybody really like us. We've been around now. This is our, in March. It will be 9 years that we've been doing this. And, we are different in that we only sell online. I had really wanted to build this to be a very family-oriented business, just like my practice was when I was a chiropractor. I saw people at the beginning of my practice, and then I continued to see them towards the end and got to know everyone, and everyone felt like family, and that's what I had wanted to do with this business as well, so that we got a chance to get to know our clients when they first get put in an order. They can customize anything they want in terms of the 7 varieties of foods that we have. They can customize that. And if they have any questions, there's always a human being on the end of the line that can answer any questions for them, whether it's a nutritional issue or I can talk to them about anything very specific to their dog. And so that's one of the big ways that we're different. I hope that people feel that there's somebody to reach out at the line and talk to them. We send our people Christmas gifts at the end of the year as well, and make them feel part of something.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great customer service. And, you know, I think that separates you already from a lot of different companies that are out there. So are there some favorite recipes that you have that you might be able to share with us?
Well, you know, I agonize over every single ingredient that goes into our foods, you know, from the original beef and rice was what my mom first started with, and certainly things have expanded from there. And it has grass-fed beef, and we do use a little bit of organ meat, just some heart and some liver, and we mix that with whole grain rice. I know that there's a big controversy whether or not that their grains are good for dogs, but they are able to digest them and have a tremendous benefit from B vitamins, etc., from that. But we've had it all tested to make sure that there's no heavy metals and there's no arsenic. We even use filtered water in our foods. This one has extra virgin olive oil in it. And we also use cheese, and I don't think there are too many dog food companies that do that either. In the beef and rice recipe, we use ricotta cheese in that recipe, along with carrots and peas and beans and blueberries and apples and all foods that you could eat yourself. You could.
Oh, I'm getting hungry.
And eat it yourself, and that's one of the nice things. The food always smells great. It's cooked fresh during the week, and for instance, today is a shipping day, and we cook everything the week before, and then it gets shipped out today. So that's one of the recipes, and then we do have certainly 2 grain-free recipes, a turkey and potato, and a grass-fed pork with organic lentils.
Oh wow, that sounds delicious. So what, as the consumer, once I order this and it ships out, what is the shelf life? You said it's frozen, so basically it, you know, I can have it in my freezer until the time I need to use it?
Sure, and it's super easy to defrost. It, because they come in one kind of flat packages, 1 pound packages, you can take them out of the freezer the night before. It will defrost overnight, and if you put it in a Tupperware container, it will certainly last a week in the refrigerator once it's defrosted, if you have a smaller dog. But if you need to keep it in the freezer, it will last 6 to 8 months frozen, and so it's certainly portable. You can take it with you. It stays frozen, and it's also easy to defrost.
Now, you have to tell us about this fun video on your website, luckydogcuisine.com. This is hilarious. So it says, man eats dog food for a month to help charities. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, we're pretty proud of the fact that our food actually tastes good, not just to dogs, but to people as well. And, you know, we're excited about the fact that we, you know, we have a farmer that produces all our meats for us, so we know exactly where they're coming from. So I made my dear husband, who is a good sport, eat dog food every day for dinner for a month, and we raised awareness for canine cancer a couple of years ago, and we ended up going to different restaurants that we know the owners, and they would put it in there. We had one on a Greek pizza, and they put the turkey and rice on the pizza. We had another one that stuffed it in a pepper, and so we did different things along that line. And we also had the mayor of Hilton at our little area eat dog food with us, and the mayor of Bluffton. And so once people got over the idea that, wow, yeah, you can eat this and it smells pretty good, it was a lot of fun. But it was interesting to see people's first reaction to think, oh, yuck, you're eating dog food.
Yeah, that is funny. Well, you know, best of luck. Congratulations again, 9 years in the barking, as they say. I think that's wonderful, and I want everyone to visit your website, Lucky Dog Cuisine, so they can learn more. So thank you, Janice, for taking the time to talk with me today.
It's been fun. Thank you, Susan.
For more information, please visit their website, luckydogcuisine.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.